Well, good morning to everyone. Happy Memorial Day. I hope you're taking some time out of your day to remember those folks who served for us. We're going to do a little bit of that here this morning, and plenty of services around the area here today to help celebrate. Steve Livengood is with us here this morning. He's helping to coordinate the local service that'll be held, weather permitting, fingers crossed, in the Atlantic Cemetery here this morning. Thanks for coming by.
You're more than welcome, Jim. It's a great morning.
Well, I know it's a busy day for a lot of folks. You joke every year about how people ask you what you did on your day off.
And, right, yeah.
it's the same joke every year, but it's you know, it's not meant really to be a day off. It's meant to be a day of observance.
Right, exactly. It's a day of observance. Right.
And so a lot of folks will be doing that. And quite frankly, a lot of area cemeteries will be the locations for a number of services today, perhaps some veterans halls around the region in different communities, depending upon where and what the weather is like as we get a little bit further on into the day. Traditionally, the Atlantic Cemetery is where the Atlantic service is held. And that's been going on for an awful long time.
An awful long time. It really has. It is the place for, you know, if the weather gets kind of bad, we might have to move it into the high school. But we're hoping we can go outside because the cemetery, of course, is the traditional place to do it.
Yeah, well, that's what we're honoring today are the folks that are there. So it's nice to take the service to them since they can't go mobile for
exactly.
us these days. But a lot of things going on. I know folks will recognize the schedule and the draft for the day. The program's pretty much laid out kind of along the lines of how it's been for a long time. But, you know, one of the highlights always is the fact that you involve so many of the area veterans that want to participate.
You know, I'm aware of other organizations and other communities, how they do it, and there's a speaker and a program, and everybody comes in and watches, and then, you know, everybody goes home. You're correct. We like to get folks involved. I don't know how the cast of characters is for our program, but it measures in the dozens easy enough.
Yeah, well, a number of them. And, you know, unfortunately, as is always the case, we lose a few here and there as time goes on. That's one of the things you honor each year.
That is correct. We and folks that have been to the service before know that we have wreaths that we lay. And I don't know how many years I've been doing this, but the guy that always lays that wreath, yeah, not anymore because he's not around anymore. We do have a family that's been doing it for generations, so there is somebody to carry it by, but yeah, they're not always the same folks every time.
Yeah. You know, when you talk about folks involved, it's not just the veterans. There are other volunteers that step forward. You've got some community groups. Atlantic High School usually participates.
There is. I send out an email, as I did this year prior to the service, and it the first one got kicked back. Too many recipients. Like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm trying to tell too many folks. But you send it out because there are so many people that are involved. The high school. But this year when it started, I'm asking the high school, like, because, you know, they're a major player. Are you folks planning on doing this or not? Yep, just waiting for the word. And it just makes me feel so good that they're standing by. And there's a lot of folks just standing by. Are we going to do this or not? And, yeah, there's a tremendous amount of people involved. We started on this way back last Friday in order to start decorating the cemetery. So a lot of time and a lot of folks involved.
Well, I know in the past, the scouts have come by and brought that really big flag with them. Chance that'll happen again?
There's a huge chance that'll happen again. We like to use that flag, and it takes a lot of folks. That's not just one of those things, well, I'm going to take care of the flag. No, you're not. You and about 30 others are going to take care of that flag. A big flag for that to carry. Of course, we'll have the Sons of the Union are going to have their thing there. They used to have a cannon that they provided that's not around anymore. We'll still have a cannon. It's a lot of people involved, and a lot of people do their thing. You know, it's part of the thing that has to be done at the service.
Well, and folks may come by on Monday morning for the service, which, by the way, gets underway at 10 o'clock on
Correct,
Monday morning.
I suppose we should say that.
Yeah, we should throw that in. But it'll get underway a little bit later on at 10 o'clock. But that's not when things start. There's actually a lot more ceremony to the weekend than what folks might actually see just at the service, because you've been doing things for the weekend.
There really is. If you want to know what time it is on Memorial Day, look at the flag. If the flag is not at full staff, if it's at half mast, it's before noon. And if it's at full mast, it's afternoon. So that kind of sounds goofy, but basically what that means is somebody's got to put the flag up, then lower it down, and then somebody's got to put it up again, and then somebody's got to take it down. We don't do that on Monday. We used to do that on Monday. Now we start that on Friday. So, yes, show up Friday, put the flags up. Show up Monday, drop the flags down. Put the flags back up Monday at noon and take the flags down Monday. And there's 76 flags out there. So that's not just, you know, a couple guys doing that. There's a lot of coordination, a lot of time, you know, load the stuff up. A lot of things need to be done in the background before all this will happen for, I don't know, what, 45 minutes maybe?
Mm-hmm. And there's some marker decorations that go out as well.
There is that. The Field of Glory, you'll find the veterans organizations, the various service groups in town, their flags and colors will be out there. A lot of the graves in the Field of Glory, that small area, no, that is not all the veterans in the Atlantic Cemetery, but it's just almost impossible to do all the veterans in the cemetery. Most of that is taken care of by the family. We did the World War II or World War I veterans, the 100th anniversary, and I think there was 300 and some of them. It took 20 people, you know, 2 days to find all of those. A lot of folks out there. Just look for the flags.
Yeah, and we've mentioned this in years past, too, but, you know, I know a cemetery is not necessarily always a popular destination unless you're going to visit a family member, but if you just go to your local community cemetery and have a chance to just walk around and observe a little bit, it's the history of your community.
You can read the stones. I'm not a huge genealogy kind of guy, but the tombstones will tell you a lot. You look at those birth dates and those death dates, and there's, you know, 6 months between them. That meant something. And, of course, those years happened. Well, that was during the smallpox thing, or, oh, that was when they were traveling west or something. A lot of stories to be told in the cemeteries. There really is.
And with what we've gone through here this last year with the pandemic, I know my wife and I were out visiting family cemetery plots here a while back, and we decided just to take a short walk around and take a look. Amazing, you look around at some of the stones that where the death dates were like in 1918.
Yes.
Especially with young people, and you immediately were taken to where we are today compared to what they went through with the Spanish flu.
The thing about the old, you know, the prior to 1900 tombstones that I find difficult is to read the dates, to actually see the dates. You know that is 100 years ago, 150 years ago. It's kind of hard to read the date on them, but you may be able to catch the name or something, and it's really neat, the history there. It really is.
Yeah. So, and it's, of course, honor those folks who have those special markers there, too, because they served our country. Each year, a speaker?
We do have a speaker this year, too. I always kind of keep the speaker close to my vest on the off chance that things happen. I don't want people to get all, you know, all enthused because, you know, the president is going to be here or something like that, and then he doesn't show up for whatever reason. So I just keep that kind of close to my vest on who the speaker will be. But, yep, we're going to have a speaker out there, as we always do.
Well, I've never seen the president actually show up to ours. So
yeah, I've stopped asking.
Yeah. We can hope, but not always going to happen that way we'd like to. Very good. A flyover this year, perhaps?
There should be a flyover. Not a military flyover. You would not believe the amount of paperwork that was required for a military flyover to do. And, of course, you know, they don't do as many of them as they used to. We will have a couple flyovers scheduled. Or let me rephrase that. A flyover scheduled with a couple airplanes. Mike Henningsen used to have his P-51, so it won't be here, but I do believe Mike is going to fly over. So the tough part about the flyovers is the coordination, the timing. I've been to many of these, and you're doing your thing, you know, and then you hear these airplanes come over. It's like, that is perfect timing. When it's perfect timing, it's just happenstance. It's not me in communication with the airplane. So we just kind of hope it's perfect timing again this year.
Absolutely. Well, again, fingers crossed that the weather stays nice for us. It's nice to gather in the Atlantic High School gymnasium or auditorium or wherever we have to do it. If we have to, because we want to get together on that day to honor those folks, it's much more preferable to have nice weather and be able to sit out there in a little bit of sunshine in the morning and enjoy the day and remember.
You know, there's a lot of things that I love doing it in the auditorium because I love the fact that they would support us on that. But there's a lot of things that you miss that we can't do at the auditorium. You know, they don't really like us shooting the rifles in the auditorium. They don't like us shooting the cannon in the auditorium. So there's a lot of things that are missed there. But we're gonna do it outside today. I just feel confident that we're going to do it outside today, I hope.
All right, very good. Well, fingers crossed. And we do want to mention as well, too, we will have live streaming video of that event on the KJAN TV channel at KJAN.com. So if you happen to be a shut-in and would like to participate but just are not able to be able to get out there, the mobility issues might be in your way, or for any other reason you want to watch it that way, you certainly can. So we're happy to provide that service. And we're glad that you and all those other volunteers and supporters are willing to provide the service you provide.
You can, like, pixelate my face if you need to. I mean, I have a voice for radio, but the face, I'm not sure, is ready for TV.
Bad news. The channel is high definition.
Oh, no.
Brush your teeth.
Oh, boy. Yeah, a clean shave.
There you go. All right. Very good. Well, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. We'll see you here in a few hours.
Indeed, we will. See you, Jim.